In a world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Welcome to our Season 7, Episode 9. Insert title here, because our title man is house-sitting.
Masturbating.
Still, and it takes him an incredibly long time to get across the street.
I really want to see a picture of the street one day to know how the fuck long it takes. It better be like a 7-lane like freeway. But just...
Well, it's complicated because the dog is supposed to go to sleep at midnight, and it just hit midnight over there. And so now he's probably just starting the trek across the street. There, speak of the devil! He's probably muted or something.
There's the devil.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't know where we were.
Oh.
We were trying to figure out where you were. I told Brian I was going to be late.
We just started, so...
It's really late.
I was telling him about your dog adventures. Well,
we need your title. Title us.
I have no title. I was hoping you guys would just do it again. I was hoping for an N3P. I watched JoJo and Ghost, and I got nothing.
Our title was insert title here.
Perfect. There. Hasn't been used yet. I was waiting for you to text me, and I was just going to say, fuck if I know, and then I thought that was going to end up being the title. I don't know. I already played it out in my head, but Jewelry, maybe if I thought a little bit harder, I could have come up with something, but Ghost, I had nothing. I have no idea what that show's doing this week or last
Koyomi.
Week. There was just monkeys and dancing. It was basically like America's Got Talent, except Simon wasn't there, and then Mel was just saying... It's off the chain! But she wasn't, because, like, nothing was off the chain. I mean, like, the show has gone off the chain, but, like, not in a good way.
I swear to God, if I go on Facebook one more time and see Jack playing Pokemon Go, I'm literally gonna just find someone and murder them.
Who's Jack? Like Titanic?
Like Gokai Silver?
Why didn't you just say that? His name's not Jack, it's Guy. Everyone knows that. You cosplay as someone once, you become them. I mean, God, what... That's why people call me Boca and Red, you know? Because I wore that jacket that one time.
People call you Jedimon 2005.
That's true.
Are you Jedimon 2005?
So we're in the one-ups or the pre-one-ups? Or...
Yeah. Like, we literally just started. So.
Oh, okay.
So we're at the part where I'm going to murder someone because I can't play Pokemon Go.
You need the ritual sacrifice that...
Why can't you play it?
Like, there's too many people trying to play. The servers are crashing.
Like, mine's... I've heard that's happening. It took me a while to get into mine because I couldn't remember my Pokemon Go password. And then... Or my Pokemon Go password. My Pokemon whatever, Trainer Club or whatever the hell account. And, like, the site's down when you try to get the information sent back to you. Like, forgot your password, and then they send you, here's your link to find your password, and you click on it, they say, this is down, where we let maintenance know. I'm like, God damn it, man.
The servers are crashing like Paul Walker into a tree.
So while they were doing that, I just kept trying passwords, and, like, it was, like, down to the last attempt. I'm sitting here sweating, like, it's super serious. Like, I'm like, I want to play so bad.
When I did it, I downloaded the thing, and I'm like, I know I have a Trainer Club password, so I'm trying to figure it out. And I only use 3 passwords for things. And then sometimes I use Jedimon, and sometimes I use Jedimon 2005. It depends on if one's taken or not. And because somehow there are people who have already taken Jedimon, and it kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, someone took Dawson Rider, so I had to use Captain Dawson.
Like, who the fuck would take
someone
Dawson
took
Rider?
Dawson Rider?
It's kind of like how I tried to get my license plate to just be DOSM because, like, the shortened version looks like it says does murder, and everyone always asks me why my car says that. And someone took DOSM. I'm like, that's 4 random letters to anybody but me. What the hell, man?
So I go and...
Oh, fucking hell. Sorry, the I just one got that's, brownie crumbs everywhere. My life is like, a nightmare.
The one that's that was the correct answer that I figured out after I got home and logged into the TCG Online app Like, every time, I should have known it was the right one, because every time I went to log in, it was like, oh, it couldn't understand what I wanted, what I was telling it. I'm like, how do you not understand the input? It's like, I can't understand your input. I'm like, well, it was letters. I don't understand why it had some numbers. I don't know why you can't figure this fucking thing out. So I logged in, and then I was like, oh, create my character. Made my character. Game froze. Son of a bitch. Close app, open app again. I had to re-log in. I had to remake my character. I'm like, okay, here we go. We're going to start this thing for real this time. It's like, catch a Pokemon. I select Squirtle. I throw a ball at Squirtle. Squirtle goes into the ball. The game freezes. Son of a bitch! Now I can't get back in. Every time I log in, it just goes back to the login screen.
Go back to the beginning, like, Willis!
Sorry.
Willis. Like,
I hit sign in and just goes back to sign in with Google or
that, your that's Pokemon. That's what it's doing to me.
So I'm getting really pissed off, and I need to do a ritual summon.
Okay, well, because the reason I went through, instead of going through Google and through Trainer, if I go through the Pokemon account, will my, like, saves or whatever transfer? Because I have a Droid now, but I'm probably going to get an iPhone for my next phone, so I was, like, worried if I did it through Google, then I would just have to redo everything.
It probably saves either way, but I would imagine, yeah.
Okay, because, like, I mean, I guess it wouldn't but be I would so imagine, bad.
Yeah, what, is,
it,
but... what does that even mean? I would imagine,
oh, I'm yeah. in. I did it.
Oh, well, I'm in the middle of Ninja Turtles now, so I'll have to get in a minute.
Like, I've been in it. I've only caught a few people, though. I caught, because I really couldn't go anywhere because it was at my friend's house. I went in their backyard and caught a Nidoran female, and then, like, I couldn't go very far. Like, I put the pizza in to cook, and I, like, walked down the street and looked really suspicious. And then, like, whenever I got a chance... Like, I would just walk the perimeter of their house, like, or, like, the yard, and I'm like, I look really suspicious, I need to stop doing this. So, like, I just sitting on their couch, I would every now and then just flick it on, and then all of a sudden a random Pokemon would just happen. Like, there was, like, a Rattata and, like, a Spearow just randomly in their living room. I'm like, if I work this out, I'll never have to go anywhere. Just keep checking it every 5 minutes, like Twitter. That probably won't work, but...
I just caught 2 Rattata on my keyboard.
Like, apparently, one of the Pokespots is, like, my local park, which is, like, really close to both my apartment and their houses, but I didn't want to go on the way home because, A, podcast, and B, it's just kind of creepy there at night. A, like, people could see me as a creeper, and B, like, I'm pretty sure, like, it's haunted at night.
Well, in all fairness, you are a creeper.
So, like, there's always just one car parked there at night, and I don't know whether it's, like, somebody monitoring it, like somebody having sex, or just like a pedophile masturbating. Like, I don't know. So, like, I didn't want to go there. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna wait till it's daylight out.
What if it's both? What if it's a pedophile masturbating and another one having sex or something? Like,
it's all three. It's a like a night watchman like masturbating, and then there's a couple in the back having sex. I don't know.
I'm
they're
aroused.
Also all playing Pokemon Go at the same time.
I am now aroused, so that's good.
Oh yeah, Pokemon.
Oh,
this is my life.
With that out of the way. speaking of Pokemon, I was at Nationals all weekend.
Yeah,
and that
Brian
went,
was touching
that
himself
went
in public
swimmingly.
As usual, he sucked up the competition.
Exactly. I Kirby'd it.
He was like, hi!
I'm trying so hard not to make it go. Oh, it's happening.
And he swallowed them, and they turned into a hat.
The entirety of the convention just turned into a hat. It was amazing. But...
I'm trying to hold myself.
Ooh, baby.
Wait, what?
He said he's trying to hold himself. Didn't you hear him?
I heard him. I was just really confused.
That's like a PG innuendo.
come on. I can win. I can win. I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. I'm going to win.
Is it Pokemon? Is there killing?
Whoa.
I love the like vast array of hat
Son
choices.
Of a butt
I mean, like, 4 different colored visors.
I thought there was only 3.
Oh, I found a Pidgey. Everyone settle down. Oh god, it's on my desk randomly. Okay.
Skaboof!
Nope.
Twat.
I failed.
This is
sorry, it's not really loud.
That's light.
This is live shit right now. It doesn't get realer than that. And I'm missing like a
live shit.
Kevin, you just said you won. Are you in?
Oh, no, I'm playing Ninja Turtles Legends again. This is my life now.
No, that's a good game. That's a good game.
I love this game.
I got a Pidgey! I'm as cool as a starting Kanto trainer.
There's something I need to know, Dawson. Hmm. Do you like to wear shorts? They're comfy and easy to wear.
No. My legs are too hairy. It's just like having two nets on your legs, really.
Dear lord.
So like I wear always long sleeves and just regular pants. You saw me, I just wore hoodies all in California.
He really did.
It's my look, otherwise you don't know who I am.
I'm in. I caught my first Pokemon.
I'm level 3. I mean, I really am amazing, if we think about it.
Enter the nickname that other trainers were used for you. Jedi Mon.
I earned a medal, registered 5 Pokemon in the Pokedex.
That name isn't available? Who the fuck else would be Jedi Mon?
I couldn't use my actual name. I couldn't use Shuki, so I had to use Shuken Shinobi.
Did you try Jedi Mon 1995? I mean, I heard that guy's been off the grid for like 10 plus years.
All right.
There's a Rattata next to me, but I already caught him. Go away. No one likes you.
There's a challenge called Youngster, and you have to catch 3 Rattata weighing over. It just says 1. I don't know what 1 means.
What? Like catch it then?
Squirtle.
Well, you have to catch duplicate Pokemon to get them to evolve.
Fucking hell. Alright, come on, Rattata, let's do this. You little bitch, I'm clicking on you.
Because when you catch him, you get 3, like, of the basic Pokemon's candies. And you have to get a certain amount of candies to evolve them.
I did not know that. Now I'm an idiot. Well, you know how I know I'm an idiot? Is when I first started this, I didn't realize my GPS was off. So, like, it was just the Pokemon, and I couldn't click on them or move or anything, and I'm like, how am I already stuck? I just booted it up. Oh, classic me.
Let's see.
Let me turn the volume down so I'm just not being quite as obnoxious.
I don't know if it's possible for you.
Let's do this. Do your thing where you look grassy. Like, when he starts, like, kicking up grass. That's when you know you can get him.
Okay.
Come on! Look. Just leave me alone. I'm gonna play Pokemon in the corner. Just like elementary school all over again.
So other than this happening today and completely filling my entire evening, like we walked around the complex trying to find Pokemon. We took a drive down to McDonald's and found out that there is about 10 Poke spots and 3 gyms between our complex and McDonald's. So that's exciting.
Why make this thing work? Is he supposed to actually move? Is it frozen again?
You have to move to get your person to move, Dylan.
I'm walking around my fucking house.
I don't think that's enough to get him to actually move a whole lot on the screen.
God damn it.
But Ron did really good at Nationals, and so that was nice to actually have someone do well there for a change. So huge props to him for making the trip exciting, because I certainly didn't. But to make myself feel better, I bought a lot of stuff.
That's the ticket, Brian. Buy stuff.
I bought plushies, and I bought plushies for Kat, and then I bought the Generations Elite Trainer box, and a shirt, and 2 deck boxes, and that Nendoroid Red Championship version, because, you know, I needed that. Yeah.
You needed all of it, to be honest.
This Pokestop is too far away. I think that's, if I read the blocks correctly, I think that's a church.
Probably. All of the Pokestops around are me churches? Are all churches. They're weird. Churches or things in a park, like a basketball court or something.
Is the game trying to tell me something by making me go to church?
The game wants me to play sports and go worship God. That's basically what the app wants me to do.
Isn't that what that song "Take Me to Church" is about? Catching Pokemon. That's what I always read. I was just like, whenever that song comes on, I start singing like, "I want to be the very best," and people don't understand it, but they just don't get that song for real.
They know what you're missing in your life, Brian. Sports and Jesus.
Jesus didn't tap.
But
Jesus didn't wipe.
Other than Nationals this weekend, which was a blast, and Pokemon Go, which so far has been a very frustrating, exciting experience. Give me a
blast when I blow up my phone.
that has been my life, so... Have at.
Lovely. Have at thee! Nay!
Nay!
Wait, does that mean I passed? Well, obviously, I was doing Pokemon Go stuff as well, which I already spoiled. Thanks, spoiler alert. I finally found the Oborapu Zord, like, unexpectedly, because I stopped in the Target that's next to my Toys R Us, which I've already checked, like, a million times, and that's where I found the other Zords. Like, they only had them, and so I didn't think that I would find it there for, like, a long time when they got their next shipment, but maybe it was just hidden or something, because then now he was the only one there, so I don't know. Maybe I went through a dimensional rift. I'm not going to question it.
Maybe you were touching yourself in your penis.
That's how you get it. There we go.
That's what I do.
And then I also found that green version of the Morpher there, which I thought that was at Walmart. Those were spotted, so I was kind of surprised. And I picked up like that DC Universe Reverse Flash figure. Older version ones that are like in the scale of like the Arrow and Diggle figures, which I still want, but it's too expensive on Amazon, and I'm like, well, this one has red eyes, and I'm feeling like buying something. I was like, treat yourself! and then Harry was like, your toys, give them to me. And then, you know how it goes. I think that's all I found. I really finished Torchwood, and I'm pretty sad because it's over. And it's never coming back because Russell T. Davies is taking a sabbatical to write children's trash. And just it was basically like he wrote, you know, End of Time, and he's like, I found my calling. And then he did it. and would I finish something else? Oh, no, I didn't finish it yet, but I'm like almost done with Ninja Storm. I have like 10 episodes left. And I'm almost done with season one of Justice League Unlimited, and like I took a detour since I've been staying at their house, and I've been rewatching Batman animated series, and more or less watching Superman animated series for the first time, and like, oh, the Batman series is so boring, and it looks so old. I forgot how long ago it came out. It's like watching like really grainy shit move across your screen at a boring pace.
Batman was really good.
There's nothing going on. They're just like, oh, we're so bloody old. Young Justice is better. And I've watched a few of those DC movies I've been able to find up, like Son of Batman, which was just kind of okay. The CW Seed had Crisis on Two Earths, which was I liked it okay. It was most interesting just to see the alternate versions of everyone. And
yeah,
they also had the Doom one, which is fighting the Legion of Doom, which was actually better. And it had like the Justice League cast, which was kind of nice. And I think that if I remember right, they have the same Flash, even though the movie has Barry Allen Flash and the series is Wally West Flash, but it's fine.
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I liked that one a little bit better. And also, speaking of the CW Seed, they have Constantine up. So I've been watching that since it's part of the Flareverse now. I have like 2 episodes left, I think. And I actually like it a lot better than I did the first time. It's not like amazing, but it's just kind of like a solid supernatural show. With kind of hit or miss episodes, like the last one I watched was kind of boring, but Matt Ryan does like a fantastic Constantine though.
Yeah,
it's like I want to see him more in making cameos in any of the series, because he's like the best part of it. And I love the theme too, and I like how Chaz is basically Jack Harkness but with like a limited amount of lives. But so yeah, it's like that's basically been me just watching a bunch of shit because I'm over there without, like, you know, regular TV, so I'm just, like, streaming everything. Alright. Turn in.
I have been touching myself inappropriately this entire time. No, I have been buying things on Mandarake like crazy.
What's happening?
I noticed.
Well, what does this spinning Pokeball on my screen mean?
I think it's loading something.
Oh.
I didn't turn it off.
Forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, I got my Tokyuger book came in. I got the Shift Speed Wild Technic car, which is pretty neat. I got the Shakespeare and Kamehameha icons. I have the... I was actually pretty excited for this. The Kyoryuger book. The little Super Complete Works book. It was like 4,000 yen, and it's the book and the 100 Years After Blu-ray with the Judenji.
That's kind of cool.
I was like... I was confused. I'm like, so I get all of this for 4,000 yen? I read it like 6 times just to make sure that I was actually like reading the listing correctly. And so I was just like, okay, that's something. I like that. And so I did that. That's on its way here. The Mugen icon's on its way here because I couldn't get it anywhere else. And what else have I gotten from them lately? Like, it's been pretty insane. Then I got all my Jewel of the World stuff and my vinyls and my Mugen Ghost Change figure and Iron Man. I got Mace Windu. That's the wrong month. That was last month. I got, what was the Star Wars figure this month? Oh, the Traitor.
I got these vinyls from HLJ.
These vinyls from HLJ. I forgot which. I knew I got a Star Wars character. I forgot which one it was. It was the Traitor, Stormtrooper, and I don't know. I got something else I can't think of. I've missed four. Is it four? That's it. It's four gold pandas, which pretty much pisses me off. And I missed one of those proto mega Yule orders, and that also kind of irritates me. But I'm still trying to find them. I downloaded my shamans. I need to go buy the shaman merchandise.
Still. I need to find the plush still.
I can't find any new Power Rangers stuff. I did find one set of chargers. That was the clear Plezawan. I think that's the one I bought.
Why'd you say that like a Frenchman?
I don't know.
Plezawan. You think you're so cool with your baguettes.
So there was that. And I can't find any of the other ones or anything else, really. It's kind of aggravating. What else is there? I don't know. I've been buying a lot of shit lately. And I don't know. That's pretty much it. We saw Finding Dory. That was an adventure. I got the characters from Finding Dory Disney Crossy Road. I've been playing that like crazy. I've been playing regular Crossy Road like crazy. And I've been playing... what's that other game? TMNT Legends a lot. Like, I've been really into that. I play that constantly, too. And it's real fun now that you get to, like, fight other people. And so I've just been beating up other human players as well as beating the actual computer. So that's always fun. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. I've just been doing a lot. I got to listen to Natalie in the podcast. That was fun.
Isn't that just the best thing of all time?
Yes. I guess
sarcasm, just in case anyone can't interpret it.
Well, I guess what had happened was that I had fallen asleep, and she was laying on me because I put her to sleep, and then she woke up while I was sleeping, and then she decided to talk to Brian and Dawson.
Well, she bitch didn't even know anybody in the lobby. She was very uncooperative. I mean, I was trying to talk to whoever in the hell.
Yeah, well,
I forgot about that. Kiefer was like, "Oh, this bit was funny with so and so." I'm like, "What the fuck is Kiefer smoking? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I already forgot about it."
Who's Dave? Like,
I didn't even know. Like, I didn't realize she was in it until I'm listening to the podcast. I'm like, I just hear her voice. I'm like, is that Natalie? Is she in the on the podcast? As I forgot she was laying in the bed with me when I recorded that night, and then I kept going, and I'm like, I hear more. I'm like, that's I had an argument with myself, like, whether or not that was actually her. But I'm like, no, she wasn't there, that's not possible. And then I was like showing everyone, like, look, the baby's in the podcast.
So famous.
It's a simple thing.
Everyone seemed to enjoy it. Brian seemed to get gay. Brian seemed to get good.
He tried to pray it away when he was playing Pokemon Go, but it didn't work.
Kept going to Pokestops, and it wasn't happening. It's because she just didn't wipe.
There keeps being a tuft of grass, but it, like, there's nothing coming out of it. What does that mean? Does it just mean like it needs lawn maintenance? Like, I'm just walking in circles like an idiot.
You're walking in circles.
There could be a fun game that's like the equivalent of just like going out in town, and in addition to playing Pokemon Go, trying to spot other people playing Pokemon Go.
It was funny. I think we found a group of people, because it came out like right when we were trying to leave my mom's today, and my friend lives not too far from there, and he's like, "Dude, the church right down the street is a gym. I'm gonna go own it." And so we leave, and we pass the street he lives on, and there's like two people outside walking toward that church. It wasn't him, but they had to be Pokemon Go people. There's no other reason to go to that church.
Kind of like this one Scientology church that there's never anyone at, so I'm just always assuming it's a front for something.
Well, yeah, it's Scientology, so of course it's a front for something. A front for a cult.
It's a front for Scientology.
Exactly. Is that little bracelet out?
No.
When can I buy a bracelet?
It'll be out by the end of the month. I don't know. I have it on Amazon, so whenever Amazon says, "Hey, we're shipping your shit," I'll know it's out.
So, according to this, nearby there's a Weedle, a Spearow, Rattata, Raticate, Venonat, and Pidgeotto. I don't know what
mine's,
to do.
Mine's Weedle, Rattata, Pidgey, Drowsy, Pidgey.
Pidgey.
Except they're all far away from me.
I don't know how to do this. I'm so confused. Anyway.
Now it's time for the nudes. Woo!
Yay, I'm speaking new. Of Scientology.
I'm new to Brian.
Oh, just two things disappeared. Oh, Diglett, everyone, just stop being so obnoxious.
I want a Diglett.
Like, it's on top of my computer. Like,
I want a Diggle.
See, it just...
Name it,
just bounced off little
name
Diggle
it Diggle, please.
Boom, alright. It's done. As soon as it catches. I like how so far I found everything without having to leave either house. Diglett was caught. Boom. Alright, so what token news do we have? I almost texted you asking about what news we had for news story stuff, then I didn't.
Me and Kevin were trying to figure that out.
You can get a black Super 1 charger, or whatever the fuck they call it, the black Super TRX charger.
Oh, the cosplay thing that they're handing out, That actually looks pretty neat, because it's black and
gold.
Think
about if you jack off
That's
in public at the San Diego Comic-Con, you get one.
That's exactly how you get it. You just have to whip your dick out in the Bandai booth.
Do you think that I could name this Pidgey 2 Electric Boogaloo, or will not fit?
I don't think that'll fit.
I'll just name him Boogaloo.
Other than that, the Legendary Ranger chargers were randomly just found.
The Ood Charger is the best charger of all time.
Ood Charger is the best. Like, I don't mind these. Japan did it, and they could have cool pictures on them, and I get black repaints of the dinosaurs. It's like, I'm all for it. But right, if you're going to
guy
do
just,
something
guy
like
caught
this,
a pigeon named it Bird Jesus.
If you're going to do something like this, get it right. Like, the Alien Rangers are AR, even though none of the other chargers have R in it, then it should just be
alternate A. Reality troopers.
Let's see, we got Lightspeed Rescue is LSR, which is okay, because a lot of fans do that anyway.
A lot of them were whining when they saw it. They were like, that's the exact sound Toku fans make when they open their mouths to me, to be honest.
The like we just said, the greatest of all time is definitely the Ood Charger, because apparently Operation
Outside
Overdrive
the government, beyond the police
is three words. Good job, guys.
Operation Overdrive.
I think it was Howling Snail that did the Photoshop of like an Ood in the Ood Charger. I love it.
I want an Ood Charger.
The other one that kind of gets me is Megaforce and Super Megaforce using MF and SMF.
Megaforce. Because
they already have Mystic Force using MF on here.
Some motherfucking charger.
Back the fuck off.
Bam. I want a motherfucker charger.
But other than that, this whatever. I'm curious what other like pictures they're going to have on it besides the Red Ranger helmet.
Yeah, but I'm excited about them and I want them, so that's the thing. And then, so we had that, and then I know we just keep getting more random scans for Ghost and Juodra things. I know there were scans for Toast, what is it called? Tosai Wild Juo King thing.
What? Wild Tosai King?
Whatever it's called. The one that's like 13 cubes.
Yeah, Wild Tosai King.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. They had scans for that and the bat. And that looks cool. It'll be in next week's episode, actually.
Yeah.
For Ghost, I know they showed like a bunch of other forms that the different Necroms and Ghost are using. Dark Ghost is using IQ and Pythagoras.
Yeah, that's really kinda weird. Neat.
and they're just getting, I don't know, all, pretty much it can use any of the other icons is what they're showing. And so they look pretty neat, and I think Brian said y'all talked last week about the pink Necrom that's Alan's sister. And,
yeah,
and
I think they did finally figure out that pink Necrom is a show thing, not a movie thing.
Yeah, pink Necrom's a show thing, and then I saw something that with, like, this chair and Takaru's body, or Takaru was in it on its body, but Takaru was in it, and it had, like 50 icons in it,
yeah,
or something.
That's movie, I believe.
That's movie, and so something about it, like, oh, that's supposed to be, like, he is something. I don't know. I was confused. I'm really confused at what's going on with Ghost, not gonna lie. I don't really understand it.
I don't think they understand it either, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the people that write Ghost are like, what the hell are we even doing?
I was thinking when I was watching today that I was kind of waiting for them to get past 30, like, around when Drive, like, turned that corner. And no pun intended. and then I realized we're on 37. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
We literally only have, like, 10 episodes.
Yeah, it was like letting something cook too long. And you just weren't paying attention. All of a sudden, it was past. It was like, oh, shit. We're at 37 and it's still just like meandering around randomly.
So they keep showing us more things and there's more riders and more forms and I'm so fucking confused right now. Like, I don't know which way is up. Like, but so that's a thing that's happening.
It sure is. We'll talk about that when we get to Ghost.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
It's a whole lot of meandering to talk about.
Dawson likes being a douche.
Well, there's a reason Matt called me Douche and Writer once in one episode, and then it stuck, and then Matt skipped off. Like, forever. Like, that's true story. It's just like the ultimate spider monkey comment. They're always like a one-off incident of like no significance, and then it sticks forever. I mean, really, it's Mr. S's fault for being gone that 1 week. It was like having a substitute teacher, and like, you know, everything was running wild. Bitch is running wild, man.
You're a bitch and you're running wild.
You know, that's right.
Yeah, your mom likes the dick. What?
Anyway. I think that's it for news, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other news. I was trying to extend the segment by thinking and going, a lot, but I couldn't really do that very long. it just wasn't working.
So now it's time for
Ramble time.
Great. Works for me. No.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Just Pokemon.
Superhero Taimu. Juoja. Go Ghosto.
I thought you were going to go Ghosto. Ghosto.
Losto.
I miss Lost.
Homo.
Not Penny's boat. You know how it is when it's not Penny's boat. It's someone else's boat.
So, Juoja. This week, Maseo joins the team.
It's a Nidoran male.
Oh, sorry. You better catch that motherfucker.
It's got to breed with the female. To make Nidoran genderless.
Nidoran. I mean, Nidoran transgender. Nidoran.
Don't male. Let it in their bathrooms.
Nidoran male is one of my favorite things. Oh my god, that's what I wanted to talk about. I remember now. This is more interesting than whatever we were about to talk about. It, to me. So, you remember I was talking about my nephew who needed to be punched in the face for his Pokemon blasphemy?
Yes.
And it's sheer stupidity.
No. Well,
we went to my in-law's house last week, and he's there, and he apparently also is into Yu-Gi-Oh, and I guess he must have, like...
Nerd.
Got... Right? He must have gotten, like...
Let's get away from these nerds. Pushes up glasses.
One of those, like, the duelist collector's thing where it's got, like, the god cards or whatever and, like, Yugi deck and shit. Whatever, a bunch of Yugi's cards and Kaiba's cards. So, he's got his shit there and I'm looking through it and I started reading the names out loud. I don't know why, but I get to Slifer and I'm like, oh, look, it's Slifer. And he goes, oh, you mean Slifer? I'm like... What? Like, Slifer. He goes, it's pronounced Slifer. I'm like, no? No, it is not.
I love how you just have arguments with this kid.
I have a real problem. And I'm like, no, it is Slifer. It's Slifer the Sky Dragon. He's like, he's really insistent, like he is correct, that it's Slifer. I'm like, alright, fine, I'm done with this. So I get my phone, I go on YouTube, just type in Yu-Gi-Oh! Slifer and find a video of Yugi summoning him, and I'm like, there you go, watch this video. And he's like, I've seen this. I'm like, well, clearly you weren't paying attention.
Did I say I remember talking to Brian about it, but I remember I said on the podcast that I saw somebody called Dedenne Daydean.
You told me about that. I don't remember if that was on the podcast. You're right, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about that when people are talking about the new Pokemon pronunciations.
Like, I was really pissed off, and I was angry, and I just wanted to punch him in the mouth. Like, stop your stupidity, please. You just... fucking irritating me. And then he thought he was, like, super cool because he had, like, a blue eyes white dragon and a red eyes black dragon and whatever other cards come in that set.
Red eyes black dragon.
Like, I own this set, too. I
gotcha. Time wizard.
And then I think,
Jack Hackness.
I think he must have gotten, like, two sets for some stupid reason because he had, like, two of everything. Like...
We have to make blue eyes ultimate white dragon.
Well, he's sitting there with, like...
Because, you know, why have three white dragons on the field with 9,000 attack when you can have one with 4,500? I mean...
Right?
Flawless logic.
He's sitting there with, like, the king, queen, and Jack's knight, and the magnet warriors, and pretty much anything that any of the main characters used in the show, and I'm like, okay, well, this is a thing. This needs to stop. But yeah, I wanted to share that story because I figured it would piss somebody off. I hate life right now. I hate everything about my life. But yeah, so Juoger, Maseo joins the team because I don't know. We had to just get it all over with at one time. He sees hallucinations of the human.
They were the best. I fucking love
I remember Kevin talking about, like, I hope that they have to, like, accept him. And then it's just him being...
It's stupid. Him, like, it's his delusions. Like, they're just sitting there, like, fucking Mushu, like, dishonor. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your family. Dishonor on your cow.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles. Like, Donkey's just there. Like...
Like, why?
I did hear Shrek right when I woke in. Awoken?
Wow.
That's how we do the podcast. We just all sleep and enter, like, a dream room. this is a weird one this week.
This one? But yeah, so that happened, and then finally they're just like, yeah, we're your mental delusions, so... We can say whatever you want us to say. It doesn't make it
the
real.
The wolf's hat is, like, the most adorable thing ever. It's got, like, the ear shapes into it.
I like when the crocodile was just like, I'm gonna bite you.
Like, they were the best. And then at the end, he made my plushies. So that was...
I'm sitting here going, why are you advertising them now? They don't come out till the end of the month.
Right? But, well, they're going to be featured in next week's episode, too, so they're just ramping it up. But so that was fun.
The whole month of July is just the saga of the plushies.
I'm fine with that. I'm going to be honest here. I like how, I don't know one villain from the other, but the one villain threw the cube one in front of the attack and was like, here, you take it. You can't die. I don't want to die. Well, that's...
He regenerates, he's all pissy. You're immortal, right?
Like, it doesn't fucking matter. You can get shot as many times as you want. So, like, that happened, I was really aggravated with the whole thing, just, like, all of a sudden, like, we believe in you, like, last week, is we believe in you, so you can break the spell. We believe in you, Tommy. You can break Rita's spell. No way. Like, okay. And he's
hey, lady.
So
I just like saying that.
And Maseo is so overly, is that actually his name or am I just making that up?
Misao, yeah.
Okay.
His name is Miso Soup.
So Miso Soup is just sitting there and he's just like overly dramatic and he's like, how is it your fault?
He's
because I was weak as a kid. I wanted to get stronger. And then 15 years later, Janus kidnapped me.
He's like the parody of the character traits of Merrick. Kind of like how Rokugo was like just the parody of badass Six Rangers. That's what I feel like.
Basically. He's also kind of like the person that apologizes after you yell at him for apologizing too much.
Well,
he's also that... That's me too. I'm not gonna lie.
I kind of wish they didn't turn everything into a punchline so quickly, because it's such a quick contrast. Like the world was so badass, and then all of a sudden he's like, it's like, there are parts I find amusing, but it's like, can it not always just be a punchline?
I don't remember making that sound, but
that was exactly like that's what he did when they said, look, we're Jumans, look at us. And he's like, oh my god, the FX are terrible. How do we not make better suits?
This is Japan, for God's sake.
For God's sake.
We have iPhones.
We just stopped using flip phones. Can we just, like, get progress? Like, for real. Why do you want to still use flip phones? Because you can have charms on the end, but apps. But these are, like, the OG apps.
But they're easier to stick and get upskirt pics of young schoolgirls.
There's a charm for that.
Oh my god. And so that happened. And he's now part of the team. And then he like actually went inside Cube Crocodile and Wolf for the first time to, and was changing forms and just going crazy. And he was, I don't know, he was doing all kind of batshit and stuff.
They like, had to kill that bowling guy.
They had to kill the bowling guy. They're like, oh yeah, we forgot. We had an actual enemy we had to fight last week. We were so absorbed in trying to free the world while being scared of the world that we didn't actually kill the monster. Also, he saved, stopped us from killing the monster. And then they were mad. He was all upset. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
If I didn't interfere, you could have killed him.
No, bro, like, well, calm down. But, like, it's pretty annoying.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Dawson on this one. Like, there's a whole lot that's really funny, and there's times I can kind of relate to his personality quite a bit, but, like, just automatically turning into a witty punchline is kind of obnoxious. But
yeah, I really hope he would have waited.
I really hope he stops, like...
Yeah, it'll probably die down. Like, most of this, like, funny, quirky stuff ends up usually dying down a bit.
Yeah. Well, and then it was weird because he's like, oh, like, I'm not worthy for you to give me your clothes. And
he's the I'm not worthy guy from Morphcon.
We're not worthy. Talking Wayne's World. Like,
because you're Shinobi. That guy.
I'm not worthy to touch the Shuquin Shinobi.
He doesn't even like his own username.
I like his I touch the Shuquin Shinobi regularly, and all he did was get a restraining order.
If you don't like me, screw you. Everyone worships him.
Don't even like my username. Pokemon Go makes me stick with it forever. Because nothing else was available.
You couldn't get Brian Dagley?
What about Dagley Insurance?
I didn't even try that.
There's someone else named Brian Dagley in the world. But yeah, like, he's all like, we're not worthy, and like, come fight with us, come fight with us. And then he's like, fine, I'll come fight with you, but I'm not going to live with you. There's not enough space in your treehouse. I'm like, oh, okay.
He's got to go find a pool house with a sassy yet wise black man. How do you not know this? Hopefully it's Stanley. So he just gets there and says, what do you have to give me? And he says, drive fast and leave a sexy corpse. Boom. Show made.
Oh my God, now they have to call him whenever they need him. And hopefully his communicator's on. He didn't leave it in his gym bag.
What if I get my communicator in the bag? I don't know, Tommy. Why did you?
Oh, man. I just realized that Tommy was basically Matt in the first season. Oh, man. Did it again. Like, that's what I remember from it. Because that would always happen. Like, he would get out of, like, class or, like, the audition or whatever, open his locker, of course, green bag, wearing green pants, green fishnet shirt, like, pulls it open. Like, he sees, like, 10 missed calls. Oh, man. That was MMPR season 1 in a nutshell.
Like, oh man, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Zordon, this is Tommy. What's going on? Never mind, Tommy. Everyone's dead.
I got a new team of Rangers here. I need you to do orientation. Can you come by? Tommy, cuts. It's in the gym bag again. Like, just...
What happened, Zordon? Trini was the first to go. The rest fell after that.
Is that one too far? Is that one...
No?
No, I think that's fair.
They had to race Rita's monster, and Trini wrapped her car around a tree. She wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Oh.
Now we're going, like, no, not too far. Well, I'm going for it.
That was the one too far.
And she took Paul Walker with her. Damn it!
too far. Too.
Toot, toot. Oh, I really want to see a flash animation of that scenario, though.
Everyone's really dead.
Don't worry, Tommy. Everybody's dead.
Does it matter? You're the only one we need. Finish your 1993.
Oh, my God.
You're the one the ratings come in for. I have this new team of Rangers. I need you to come orientate them. Goes to command center. It's Rocky, Adam, Aisha, Cat, and Black Billy. Seth, he's just an infant. It's 20 years ago.
As long as they actually just call him Black Billy. Even though his name could be, like, Sam or something, they just call him Black Billy anyway.
But my name's Sam. No, you'll now be known as Black Billy. We'll just embroider BB on all your shirts. It'll be fine.
Embroider?
Embroider? I meant to say embroider. Embroider. Classic me.
Did I mention I finally found an Umbreon plush? I was so happy.
Do you I looked over and
saw it. I'm sorry.
To be fair, the joy of your discussion is about Tommy not answering the goddamn phone.
I also bought a Torchic and a Mudkip. That was a fun adventure at Walmart. I wanted something to buy, and Natalie was enjoying them, so I bought them.
I wanted something to buy. That's me all the time.
They didn't have Power Ranger toys. They had almost they had, like, no Power Ranger toys from the past,
no,
like, 8
no
months.
No Power Rangers.
Pretty much. Everything was old, and I was like, well, fuck this.
Accurately describes my area.
I got a Toys R Us that's even worse. It's, like, old keys and...
Old Power Rangers.
But they're fully stocked on legacy items, except communicators. No communicators, but they got black and gold Dragon Zords, Falcon Zords, Thunder Megazords.
Yeah, mine doesn't have the green and white one yet either.
Oh, I had it once. It was there once, and they had like 5 of them, and I've never found them again. Like,
yeah, mine sold out of their stock too. It was kind of surprising because I didn't think people were going to pay retail price for it.
And I then think they were gone. Some like blasters.
Well, okay.
Like. It's really weird the stupid things that we have at our Toys R Us. Like,
I need a new chair. Leave me alone.
It's just like the old times. Remember what the butts went? Throwback Thursday.
Remember the ass hairs on the toilet?
Oh god!
Oh my god!
I like my favorite part about that is Brian's train of thought. Of, like, he sees it, and one of the first thoughts was tweeting it.
To be fair, that's kind of my reaction to everything now.
Because Twitter's like home base, honestly. I don't refresh it every 3 like, seconds. I don't have a problem. You have a
something
problem.
Something happens, and I take out my phone, and, like, my mom looked over to me, and she said, "Are you tweeting it?" I said, "Yes." Let's be real, it's a law.
True.
Something funny happens, I gotta tweet it.
The world wants to know.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of Brian's mom? The world may never know.
Where are we classifying the center exactly?
Right between her legs.
Well, that's not the center of a human being.
No, but it's that juicy center.
Oops.
Well,
this is going too far.
I think
this is past
you could argue
stuff.
That, like, the stomach would be juicier.
I guess.
Actual juices.
Fitness year 1993.
Can we talk about, like, just disrespecting the dead again? I'm fine with that.
That's what Ghost does on a regular basis. So let's move on.
Speaking of disrespecting the dead, Kamen Rider Ghost?
Seriously, every episode.
Sanzo possessed Koyomi, and...
Wait, like, what were these episodes? Absorbed Alan. Like... Necron was training with, like, people with the monkey sound effects from the 2001 Planet of the Apes movie. Spectre was fighting himself because he's jealous of himself or something, and I don't even, like, Ghost wasn't even most of the episode. I feel like he was in two scenes and then just showed up to fight, and they're, like, being an idol's hard work. I'm like, oh, there's just a show about it. Like, it got canceled, so obviously not. I mean, just... It was dumb. I did not like
that. And then don't forget that Akari decided to become an idol and Onari decided to grow an afro.
He decided to dress up as undercover brother. And, like, the episode really should have been about the controversies of him wanting to do blackface. But, like, no.
Well, I like how in the audition they made her out to be, like, this really awful singer and she couldn't dance. But through the power of determination and Koyomi's teaching, she was a pro idol.
That's what Toki teaches you? Wow, I can't even talk anymore.
Well, you can teach you how to be an idol when you're a rock, so...
She used her magic.
Like, problem although solved. I did really enjoy when Akari bitch-slapped Igor...
This is the third time. Well, yeah, because you're a useless character. So,
like, I do enjoy watching someone get bitch slapped. And then we got to watch Alan beat up Geki Chopper again using the gun catcher.
Where the fuck did he come from? He just kind of crawled out of the woodwork going, oh, I need to fight you.
They needed someone for him to fight.
He's like, look, I got this new weapon because I fought monkeys, or with monkeys. I don't even remember. Monkeys.
The monkeys taught me. Even though only one of them is a monkey, they all made monkey noises.
The army of the three monkeys.
I was really confused. I didn't know what was happening.
Like, I still don't get the whole Spectre clone thing. And
yeah, I don't...
Because he just appeared. Is it
some Deep Spectre icon?
Like, they just appeared, and... They're like, oh, we couldn't use you or whatever. And then he just appeared again and then started fighting him.
Well, because I know that Hermit guy, you know, is like, oh, said when he took it, said there was something about, you know, about it that was dangerous or something like that, or he had to master.
Yeah,
he warned him about the Deep Spectre, so I don't. Yeah, so I wonder if maybe this—that's it. It's just him using it's created the secondary person of himself. Maybe he's actually just like going Fight Club. He's just—it's
only a matter of time before he just parts his hair to the side and starts dancing down the street like Peter Parker. You know how it is.
Only a matter of time before he starts making soap.
What?
And talking to Edward Norton.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, there was no soap in Spider-Man 3. Not a single person took a shower. Everyone knows that. But these two episodes are just kind of messed and weird.
This entire show is messed. It's episode 37. Where the fuck are we?
I don't know.
What stage are we? What stage of the endgame are we at? Ozzy Osbourne just
shows up.
Alan's brother, Adele, hello?
From the outside?
Hello?
Is it me you're looking for? That's Lionel Richie. That's next year's villain.
So he's over here, he's assimilating with the rest of the Gon Misers. Because they realize that they need a villain for the rest of the show. And...
You know how it is.
That's happening. And we got the two Spectres, and...
But and then the Gon Misers are like
really hard to be relevant.
Then the Gon Misers are like, there's a superpower. And he's like, I thought you were the super. No, we guard the superpower. So okay. That you can't have it. What?
What superpower?
What?
What? is my my reaction to all of the show, really.
Because then he's like freaking out because they're getting killed, but if he needs the superpower, isn't it in his best interest if the people guarding it get killed? Kind of easier to take if there's no guards.
He doesn't realize this. I don't know. No one realizes. Nobody knows what's happening.
Like, what Ghost is making the quote-unquote confusion over Drive seem not confusing, and by confusion I just mean, like, Drive's random shifts in tone, mainly in the first half. Like, that seems like nothing compared to Ghost's just having random shifts in everything. At least Drive was just as simple as having a serious moment and then the captain doing like a triple take. Like, that seems like those were simpler times. Incoming sink running noises.
Like,
Papa got to hydrate.
We're on episode 37 and I still don't know what the plot of the show is.
Drinking out of a shield mug. Outside the government, beyond the police. Sorry.
Like, I don't... This show really fucking sucks, guys.
The thing that frustrates me the most about it, I think, is without... I mean, just in general, a show like this being confusing, is that I love the suits so much, and I love paranormal things, and I was so excited for it.
Dawson likes Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, well, it's not bad. I like the first one the best. But anyway, pussy. Like, that's why I was thinking about the same thing during the show today when I was watching it, like, how the next year is going to be video game themed, and I'm like, oh, that's going to be cool, and like, but if the suits could look cool and all the gadgets and stuff could look cool when we're looking at the scans, but God only knows what's going to happen.
That's some weird fucking character like Onari just show up and obnoxious as all bloody fucking hell.
No.
Fucking hell.
Please, God.
Fucking
God.
Hell. Fucking crazy.
I don't know.
I'm gonna rape your mother.
Toku, what happened?
I'm gonna wreck it.
Like, that's getting a sequel, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome news. Now Wreck-It Ralph just shows up everywhere on the time I'm playing Disney Crossing Road. He's fucking underwater and Finding Dory. There's like, smash! John C. Reilly smash. Like, okay. Step Brothers 2. Like, alright.
I don't want to jump back to Jojo or anything, but like,
Kevin jumped back to his 1-ups like twice.
Fine. Kevin jumped back to Wreck-It Ralph 2, so.
But, like, with Jojo, I like the cast. I like the world that they created, but we're still not anywhere remotely near what we could classify as a plot.
Yeah.
And, like, Sentai just got dumped into this sort of, like, plotless void the past couple years. And I don't know why.
And then when something does happen, we rush through it so fast now.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking... I don't remember, because it's been a minute since I've seen Hurricanger, and I don't remember how much they skipped around in footage order, but I was like, I'm like happily surprised that I didn't realize how long it was from when Cam debuted to when they did the Hurricane Megazord. Like, it's been a long ass time since he debuted, and like, we just got the Mammoth Zord, and we still haven't done Hurricane Megazord, but like, now, like, the guy debuts, and we do everything in like 15 minutes. And so, like, something happens, and we get it all out of the way within like 2 episodes, and then it's back to facial expressions and nonsense.
Yeah, like, there's so much, like, with George, they could have done with Jewel of the World and had him a bad guy for a while. And, or even if he wasn't a bad guy for 12 episodes, they could have at least stretched his conversion out longer than, oh, we broke the hold in 15 minutes, and he's now joined the team over the course of the next episode, and everything's great. Everything is so rushed. Like, you could have made it last a few episodes. I'd have been fine with that.
I was thinking today how, like, last time Brian and I were talking about, like, the possibility of, like, multiple six so that they could accomplish their, like, toy needs and, like, having people evil and good. I was thinking, like, another way they could have done it for this one is instead of making the world, as much as I like the way they did his backstory, like, instead of making him
like a product of the death aliens or whatever the hell, make him like actually like a third variable, where he's like a new player in the game, but he has nothing to do with the villains, so that like for an episode he could be like, I'm teaming up with you to fight the villains so that they can show off the Megazord combo, and then he can go back to being an antagonist for a while. Mm-hmm. So that way you could have the best of both worlds. No pun intended. God damn it. The world is the stupidest the Six Ranger name of all time.
Of both worlds.
It is. It's the worst. It's more like Juo the worst, am I right? No. His suit's sexy, so.
I love my fleshlight changer.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say I love my flapjack.
I put it in my penis.
Totally. Speaking of going back to 1-ups, 3 nights ago my power went out like at 2 a.m. and of course I'm the only fucker in the complex still up. And of course George and I were just talking about horror movies, so I'm freaking out. But anyway, I was looking for something and I went for my flashlight and I'm like, well, time to masturbate. Too far. No. I went for my my flashlight and it was out of batteries and they take those D batteries and I don't have any of those here. God damn it. She's saying take the D immediately. No, okay. Stop. Anyway, so I needed to see because it's like pitch black here. And I have my phone light, but my phone's dying because it's like in its last legs of battery. So I actually used the Juo the light just because I just needed to look in a drawer to find my old iPad. And I put it on and it's not very bright, but it got the job done. But it's just comedic me sitting here hunched over this drawer with this dim light just hearing, the world out. And then it would turn off and then you just spank it again, the world out. And it was just like, this is just classic me bumbling around in the dark with a toku toy.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, I meant to tell that story. Anyway, this show's all over the place. This really is RR in the summer. It's just a free-for-all.
But yeah, I don't know what's happening with Ghost. I'm so scared.
I don't know what's happening with Ghost. Sentai has devolved into a plotless mess. Like, and Dino Supercharge is that
nonsense
thing.
A plotless mess.
So
at least we have Amazon.
Charge has become killer of the show.
At least we have Amazon's, which I don't want to catch up on because I don't want it to go away.
What happens if, like, we start catching up on it and it started sucking after episode 5? Then we're just fucked.
Well, everyone said it was really good, so.
Yeah, so that's good. But at least we have that, which, assuming it's still good throughout the end, like, season 2 is coming, which is nice, so we'll at least have something.
Baby.
But Toku really has kind of it's been in kind of a rut, more or less, for the last few years, but, like, usually there's, like, one of them that's more of a bright spot. Like, but right now, like, all three of them are kind of in a dark place. And, like, it's kind of hard to tell, like, trying to guess what next year's writer would be like. It's too early to think about what next year's Sentai would be like. Although, like, when we were in the 20s in an Indra, I'm like, there's got to be new Sentai scans around the corner. Like, it was, like, episode 17.
I like enough about Geodra to where I'm not at that point like I was with Ninja, but I still really want a whole lot more from the show than what they're giving me. The toys are doing fine. I love the toys. I love the characters. I just need a little bit more investment.
Because Ninja's toys really weren't as enjoyable.
Yeah, Ninja's toys were pretty trash, let's be honest.
So when you combine the fact that we have characters that we like, suits that we like, and toys that we like, even though it's not very plot heavy, we're like leaps and bounds ahead of what Ninja was, because we got those things right. I mean, Ninja had,
Ninja had
bad characters and bad toys.
If we don't do Juodra here, I will hurt someone's feelings. I want the Juo of the World figure, like, bad.
I know.
Like, the vinyl and the tiny little whatevers don't cut it. Like, if we skip it because Chippity Doodah thinks that, like, cubes won't work, I'm hoping he's fired at that point or something. I don't know, but, like,
at the very least, we need to charge into Bandai's headquarters, guns blazing, and go, just make Juo of the World. I don't care what you do, just make that one.
I don't know, I still want a Tokyo Rokugo. I don't know where.
Trains aren't popular. Chip said so. Chip, we trust.
The only chip I trust is the chocolate one. Just
I trust Chip and Dale. Mystic
Force.
I trust Chip and Dale. They're just rescue rangers. They have an Australian mouse friend. How do you not trust that?
Chip and Dale.
Dale, rescue rangers.
What did I do?
Witness danger. No, no, it never fails once they're involved.
I'm so sorry.
Truly, what is happening? Let's boot up Pokemon Go and see if I can find someone without doing anything again.
Speaking of Pokemon Go, now it's time for ramble time.
So there, we have some rumored Pokemon to talk about.
Spearow. How about we talk about the episode first and get that out of the way?
So I haven't watched it for 3 weeks. I'm 3 weeks behind.
Well, they finished the not contests, and
did Sabrina lose?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
But they had Serena set up for exit.jpg.
So when they're done, she can go off and train with whatever that old lady's name is.
I really don't like her. Like, Clustane. She's a really, like, bitchy mentor role. Like, she's like, your ankle or whatever is hurt, or wrist, I don't even remember, some body part, your vagina's busted, you can't possibly continue. Like,
that's why Ash doesn't like her. Her vagina's busted.
Like, I don't know. I just don't like her. But I felt it was kind of unnecessary for, because she said, like, oh, you should come train with me. Let me know. I thought it was unnecessary for at the end of the episode for her to go, I don't want to come with you right now. Whereas they could have just left it open-ended. And then when Ash is done with the league, for her to then go to her. It felt kind of unnecessary. Because it's, like, pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make talking points. Like, I have nothing. I like how Serena did reference, like, for so long I didn't know what to do. I'm like, well, yes.
I also like how Serena's, like, performance was a hell of a lot better than Arya's, and she still lost. I'm like, good job, guys.
Well, I mean, Arya Stark is pretty badass, though.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's wrong. Damn it.
Little
Serena's like, I didn't know what to do, so I became a lesbian. Then I knew what to do. Lesbians.
Like, randomly talking about Game of Thrones, Kevin's just shouting out lesbians. That's RR in a nutshell, honestly. Girl has no name. But yeah, I was trying to think, like, because Ash is in the league right now, right? Not of assassin.
Yeah. In Japan, they just started the league because, like, Trevor lost.
And Trevor has Mega Charizard Y to fight Alan's Mega Charizard X.
And of but course, I was just X1 about... because life sucks.
I was, X1 I was, because oh. Alan.
Well, this happens every year where I'm trying to, like, time it in my head, trying to figure out how, like, we're going to line up, you know, when the game comes out with the anime of when, like, that starts. Because, like, I'm already over X and Y, and I want that, like, 2 weeks of excitement where it's all exciting because we're in a new region, and then it goes into a slump again. But, because I hope we get a sneak preview here like we did for Black and White and X and Y. But, like, I was trying to remember how exactly it lined up, because we're a little bit better timing-wise this time. Because, like, Black and White, like, blazed through their shit, so we had to do Black and White 2, Electric Boogaloo. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, how much padding we're going to have after Ash finishes the league, if any, before we start Sun and Moon. I don't know.
We'll definitely need padding of some sort, because, I mean, they'll get through the X and Y league within, well,
four
no.
episodes.
Well, no, not four episodes. I would say it probably, it depends on how much focus they put on other characters. Like, Alon and Tierno and Sawyer are all still in it. So whether they, like, dedicate episodes to their battles or not is the question. Like, there's at least another month still of League. Like, the rest of,
like,
July,
I'm hoping they
least.
Do, because I'm actually just interested in, like, their battle styles and what their Pokemon are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really just want to see, you know, like, Tierno, his dance style with a Blastoise. Like, just Blastoise out there fucking dancing at the Pokemon League. Or, like, I'm really seeing Sawyer out there and with his Mega Sceptile and really just seeing how far he's come from being that kid with a Treecko. Like, so I hope they devote a little bit of time to them. We're wrapping up X and Y now. It's the thing we're doing. Getting ready for the Alola-Mola region.
That next year, or next generation, that our padding, like, we get done a little bit earlier with the main stuff so that our padding could be maybe another Battle Frontier arc. I think that would be cool.
Yes, please.
Because I really liked that, because it was such great pacing. Because it was like
the Battle Frontier.
Because they needed to get things done kind of quickly, but they still had a decent amount of time to get it done. Like, and since we didn't do it again, it wouldn't be so samey for them. So I don't know. It would just be nice because, like, I'm assuming that whatever padding we're gonna get is gonna be kind of dull.
Pokemon,
probably. But we'll see. I hope they do dedicate a lot of time to the league because the, like, battle episodes are the best episodes.
And the league is always some of the best episodes and best
so
battles.
Have, like,
is that bringing anybody back?
Not yet, but I don't think they've really shown his... He had one match, but I don't even know if they really fully showed it. Most of the episode was dedicated to Trevor and Alon.
And that pisses me off, too. I hate when they do that. Like, not that they need to, like, go, you know, like... Something Yu-Gi-Oh! Where, like, they do four episodes for one duel between Yugi and Kaiba. But, like, Ash is the main character. Not that we need to see every battle he does, but, like, don't give me, like, half the battle. Like, show me the battle. You can make it quick. I don't give a fuck how quickly he wins. Like, but show him, and you can show him and show the Alon versus Trevor. It's not going to hurt anybody's feelings.
I just realized that he got to the league and we never did get a sixth team member.
Nope.
like, what the hell, man? What is this?
He doesn't understand that you're allowed to use six Pokemon at a time. Well, like,
this generation was without a doubt the absolute weirdest lineup for Ash's team.
Yeah,
it's like the exact opposite of Black and White, where I love that they actually use the rotating team concept. Like, it took them years to figure out that he could do that, and then they don't do it immediately after.
Well, and not only was it nice that he had that rotating team concept, he actually evolved a lot of his Pokemon. Like, he had the Boldore, he had a Leavanny, he had... who's the fifth gen bird? Unpheasant.
Yeah.
He had Emboar. I mean, he had Pyknite.
But Dawson calls Emboar. Idiot.
Yeah.
It's never going to be his name.
You know, a lot of his Pokemon evolved. He had Crocodile.
Except for Pyknite.
Yeah. And then he rotated them all around. So it was real nice what they did. Bunch of different types, a lot
of variations.
That was,
like, one of the better things about last generation's anime was that concept.
And then we came here, and now he's got Talonflame, which is fire flying. He's got Hawlucha, which is fighting flying. He's got Noivern, which is dragon flying. And he's got Greninja. Like, I almost feel like the whole point of, like, the rest of his team doesn't even, the only point of his team that matters is fucking Greninja. Nothing else matters. And...
But he helped Gudra find his true home.
I will murder you. Like, and that's even worse because he had Gudra, which is another dragon.
Like, why did they get rid of Gudra? I mean, he was in this episode.
Well, that's what's weird true is home? That, like, you think, okay, they got rid of him so we didn't have two dragon types... But, yes, Noibat's adorable, but they didn't need to showcase Noivern because that reporter bitch had Noivern. And she was, like, a pseudo-main character in last series. So it's like, because usually the Pokemon they use for any main character is sort of to feature them and to give them more merchandise. And so, like, there was no reason to showcase Noivern again.
Like, if he was going to get an egg, I would have much preferred it to have been something that was a different type of something he already had. Like, he had Gudra, dragon type, and that's fine. I'm all for that. But you've got the fire flying, you've got the fighting flying. So give him something. I don't even care what the fuck else you give him. Just something that's a different type. Obviously, Pikachu's an electric type, and Greninja's a water type, and a dark type. So give him a fairy. There's several fairies.
Sorry.
You could have given him. You could have given. You know, you could have given him a bird. You can give him Berkmite. Give him an ice type. Something. Anything could hatch from the fucking egg. It didn't even have to be a sixth gen. You can give him one of the old ones. I don't give a fuck. But to give him Noibat, which is another dragon, and then yet another flying type, I just don't get it. Like
sixth gen is a smaller, you know, pool than Gen 5, but they still had a lot of options for giving him a sixth member. I would have, if it were me, I would have not brought Charizard back for Black and White 2 and brought him back midway through this series and just given him Mega Charizard Y or X or whatever, or bring back Sceptile or something and not have this kid have Sceptile. Have him have Mudkip or something. I don't know. Like, there's a bunch of options. It seemed really weird.
There are. I mean,
to go from like 9 Pokemon rotating to like 5 Pokemon.
I'd be fine with Glalie or Heracross, even my personally. Like, because I like seeing this kid with a Sceptile, just because I like Sceptiles, the whole line.
Well, I mean, we got to see the whole line.
We could have, but like, he like
Treecko. You could just look up a picture of Treecko right now and see him.
But so that was neat to watch this kid raise a Treecko, but. Like, and it also, it still could have showcased off more Megas that way. You know, Mega Glalie, Mega Heracross. Like I said before, bring back Pidgeot. Actually, remember that he had a Pidgeot.
It just seems like a missed opportunity, but I guess they probably didn't do it because they wanted to have Ash Greninja be, like, the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's their way of, like, sneakily introducing the next evolution gimmick for next season series. Generation.
If that's it, that kind of irritates me just because it almost feels like you took the entirety of 6th gen and made its sole purpose with Ash to introduce 7th gen. Like, instead of focusing and showcasing something with 6th gen and his ability to learn it and use it and adapt with it, you made the whole point learning how to do something that won't be a thing until Gen 7.
Well, they could have done both. I if it is what they're doing, like if it is Generation 7's thing, I think it was kind of a neat way to introduce us without us realizing it at first. But they could have done both.
Mm-hmm. They could very easily have given him a Mega of any number of his Pokemon and still been okay. But like, let's look. Here's the Gen 6 Pokemon. What anything else could they have given this motherfucker? Now, even though we already saw Vivillon, they could have let him catch a Scatterbug and gone through that whole line. That would have been nice. And maybe given him a different pattern Vivillon than the one that she had. That would have been an option. You know, he could have hatched... shit, we could have had a Skiddo. We could have had a Flabébé. Let's see, what else did they... not have. They could have given him a Swirlix. That could have been fun. This little derpy thing with its tongue hanging out. We could have gone with... they could give him a Fossil. That would have been fun. Give him a Fossil.
Not even like a Hatchet or... Hatchet, damn it. Just have the Fossil. Just carry it around. Name it Dave.
Like, or... just give him a Phantom. Like, Jesse has Pumpkaboo and Gorgeist. Give him the other one.
You know what they could have done is brought Brock back and then pushed Clement over a cliff. And then Bonnie could just be like, Big Brother!
That is also an option that I am completely okay with.
And then she would go squishy. Boom! Nailed it.
I bet you'd love to make Bonnie go squishy.
Oh, too far.
We all know what Dawson's into.
Green DNA thingies.
And now the FBI is secretly preparing to raid Dawson's residence.
Human residence something. that's from something. I'm hearing human residents in a robot voice, and I don't know what it's from. Prisoner Zero, human residents. Okay, I got it. Boom. 11th hour. Doctor Who. Okay. It was like a quarter flash.
I wish there was a Pokemon I could capture.
I still keep turning it on just every now and then. Just to see if something randomly appears.
So, our brilliant news break that we had last week.
It's true.
It's all true? So,
all
just
of it.
Believe!
It's true.
It's true. All of it. Tran, the sunglass box, all of it.
So,
Tran.
I like how you're just a dragon. It's not a team or anything, it's just a dragon. Want to get weird? Let's get weird.
So let's go. Let's see. Rock Puppy is Rockruff, and the professor has one that's adorable.
Oh my god, it's a starter!
The koala is Komala. That's a thing. Okay, so Charjabug and Vikavolt are things that Grubbin evolves into. And that's the whole line, and it is awesome. I love everything about this.
I want, like, a giant Charjabug plush that's basically an ottoman that you just could rest your feet on. Like,
oh, that'd my be god. Great.
I'm just going to have
yes,
so much Charjabug.
Yes, please.
I want to be attached to a weird Pokemon that gets merchandise, unlike Diggersby, who's got nothing. He had so much potential.
And now, can we talk about how cool the evolution animation was? Like, That was pretty neat. I liked watching Charjabug evolve into Vikavolt. Like, that was fun.
I don't remember what it looked like, to be honest.
Like, if I remember it correctly, because I haven't watched it in a couple of days, Charjabug, like, he glows white, and then it, like, kind of shoots up into the air. I think it might have spiraled a little bit, and then the light came back down and spiraled and then, like, turned into Vikavolt.
I'll have to watch it again.
That was pretty cool. And then there was Drampa, that weird-looking dragon thing. That's...
You know, something brought up is it reminds cool. them of the Neverending Story, which is actually kind of cool when I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I just see Tran.
Yeah. Maybe if you can dress up your Pokemon in battle, I'll just give him blue hat. It'll be perfect.
I'm hoping he evolves into something cool.
Yeah, Megatran. Megatran is just Tran wearing two blue hats. And he's like twice as wise with his facial expressions. He's like, Tran's birthday message is just nothing. He said a bunch of stuff before, but I didn't include it. It was super racist. Classic Tran.
And then Bruxish? Oh my god, that thing is creepy.
Apparently it's based on a real fish, and I saw the picture of it, and it's just as ugly.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Well, and then Cutiefly is based on a thing that's called a honey...
It's adorable!
It's a bee fly.
A bee fly.
It's like this adorable little thing that, like, goes in and, like, steals bee shit. I'm like, fuck yeah, bees are all evil. They're like, bees and spiders are all sent. Go back to your home planet! Bees are aliens? Don't be so daft!
So that's cool, that happened. And then
Clom. Sorry.
Togedemaru, I guess that's our little Pikachu.
I love Togedemaru. What a little champ.
I like a bunch of him.
Like, so what is it, like, porcupine?
Hedgehog?
Yeah,
he's a little he's a little porcupine hedgehog thing.
Like, he's adorable. Like,
he's
I was like, this
Pokemon,
thing is cute.
Which is a great name.
It's a really poly Pokemon. And then Tapu Koko. So that's... I'm really intrigued by that.
It's so cool.
It's really cool. It's like
I want to know more about it. Like, are there other guardian deities? Are those like the legendary trio of this gen?
Well, each island has a guardian deity. So there'd be four.
We did this last week. Did you not watch the show?
No.
because Brian was talking about how each one has a guardian, and Mangina is like the might be the artificial version from the artificial violent because it's a Mangina.
There's an artificial what?
There's an artificial Mangina. That's where you start. No, the key to it all.
No, I saw your Mangina, but I didn't know there was an artificial island.
Well, it's a little silver thing in the middle.
Dawson's fleshlight?
It's the world, though.
Oh. I see it. Yeah, I see your penis.
Apparently my apartment's infested with Pidgey. I just turned it on and two Pidgeys popped up next to me.
How is this happening? Mine doesn't pop up with anything.
Apparently need to call the exterminator. Exterminate. Oh god, it's happening. Apparently Pidgeys do it for her. Like, I just... This just got awkward.
work that Pidgey.
Dear Lord. That's not a Pidgey, that's just a... Moving on.
Anyway, like I wanted to say, is last week we didn't have like the typings because we didn't even know if they were real.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know we didn't have typings to talk about. Well, let's go back to that then.
Tapu Koko is electric fairy, and everyone's speculating that all the guardian deities are going to be fairy type. Fairies. Which is fine.
I'm fine with that though. Different kind, like different type matchups with fairy.
Fairies.
Like the real not question that everything is, has to be fairy, are the other but... types? But... Well, yes, obviously. Someone will be a water fairy, I imagine. I don't know, let's go to Tinkerbell fairies. And her friends. There's a water fairy, there'll be a wind fairy.
Tinkerbell is actually fairy. Just Rose from Power Rangers. Summer.
God damn it, I did it again!
We'll have a garden fairy, and we'll have an animal fairy. And then... Togedemaru is electric steel, which is just kind of awesome.
I dig. I like that.
And then Cutie Fly is bug fairy.
Pimping out the fairies.
Right? They're really going to pimp fairy for a while, and it actually is a little annoying. Means I got to learn what they are weak to and strong against and stuff.
It's okay. The game will tell us.
Yes. Bruxish is water psychic. So that's something. I'm wondering if that's... You think that's going to evolve at all?
Something
even more monstrous. Or maybe there, or
like it's not, but I kind of
hope you
it
think
does.
That? Do you think maybe that's the evolved form?
No, I think it's just like a fish. I don't think it's going to evolve.
Like a Lomamola?
Yeah, it's going to be that fish that... I was going to say it's that fish that everyone forgets. I don't think you can forget that.
Like Relicant.
So, yeah.
And then Drampa is normal dragon. So why they chose to give it a weakness to fighting types, I'll never know.
Because Tran.
Do you need to be shot?
No.
He's old and frail, so he needs to be weak to fighting types.
Oh, well, that makes Perfect. Sense. When Grubbin evolves into Charge Bug, it gains the electric type, so it's Bug Electric, as is Vikavolt. Which, like, it's just like Vikavolt apparently pick up Charge Bugs and use them for energy to fight with or something like that. That's just really cool because Charge Bug is like a little battery. It's so adorable. Like, I love everything about this.
I don't know what I was gonna say, but
so that's the types. That's what we were talking about.
I dig beer. Everything about these guys. Vikavolt's really cool. He's like designed after a ship in the game Gradius.
That's all that.
It looks really cool. It also kind of looks like Mega Rayquaza, but
yeah, and Charjabug's like a Volkswagen bus.
Charger Bug is honestly just the best thing that they've done.
It's funny because, like, I totally see the bus thing, like, once I look at it, but, like, the first thing I saw that just made me think it was awesome, which just really says a lot about me, was it was a box with sunglasses.
Well, and then what I saw after the fact, apparently something like if you actually look into the, I don't know, the windshield, you can see its eyes.
Yeah, which is cool.
Like, I love that a lot. So there's that.
MVP.
But, so far we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. We have 18, I think I counted that right. 18 new Pokemon. You know, obviously we know there's a bunch more just simply because the three starters have evolutions, as do Rockruff, Komala, Pikapek, Yungoos. They're all going to evolve. So, you know, that puts it somewhere at about 30. And, you know, they're nowhere near done. So I'm hoping that we get a lot this gen, more than last time.
They said there was going to be lots of new Pokemon. I mean,
so far, the designs are... They're a lot of them are nice. They're different. I mean, obviously, I'm not really fond of Bruxish, but you know, Drampa is kind of weird, but kind of cool. But for the most part, the designs have been really nice. I like them a lot. There's a lot of different type combinations
there. There's a lot of uniqueness in all these Pokemon that I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like Alolamola, where it's like, oh, you're fucking Love Disc. I mean, come on, get real.
Yeah, like, that's
these all have like, a feeling of new to them.
Like yeah, Togedemaru is kind of like, okay, this is our little Pikachu guy for the gen.
Yeah, but we always get one.
But that's like always a thing now. It's kind of like,
that's a thing. Or like you can see where some things like, okay, Yungoos is our normal type, or Pikapek is our bird, but it's different because you know you're getting a generic bird, you know you're getting that normal type at the beginning. The rest of these, though, it's you can clearly see that they are different. They're not like, you know, oh, like we have Krabby and now we have Corphish, or you know how any number of things like that, because they've done it repeatedly over the gens 3 through 6.
Yeah.
And where this is just something completely new and completely different, and it's makes me want more. So much hype.
I'm curious when our next info drop day is going to be.
I know. I was
probably around was August 1st or so. But
I was so eagerly awaiting all of this. Like,
I was hoping they were going to be like, damn it, they leaked. And then out of spite, show us like 2 or 3 more new Pokemon just to be like, see, we still got new stuff. It didn't happen.
I was glad that they finally gave us Rockruff and Komala's names just... So that way...
Yeah, that took a while, because that one came out right before E3, before they showed, like, Yungoos and whatnot.
I really thought that they were going to give that to us when the magazine came out, like they did with X and Y. But at least we got it, so now everybody's up on the same page with the same amount of Pokemon officially revealed.
Revealed.
So, I want to know when they're going to give us more. I would imagine, I mean, in a couple of weeks there's another magazine dropping, so they'll probably have more new Pokemon then.
I'm sure.
You know, at least 3 or 4.
We did get confirmation that Zygarde 50% is in the game.
Yes.
And so it operates the same as Zygarde 10%.
So I'm not, yeah, but we don't know how any of it works exactly, because do you catch them separate? Can 10 go to 50? Because we've seen each one of them go straight to 100%.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Now, is that 50? But then we also don't know, is that 50% transferred from X and Y, or is it a special event one? Is it something you can catch? Can you catch 10%? I don't know. They didn't give any other details other than, yeah, it's here and it can also go complete form.
Yeah, because it says a Zygarde 10% or Zygarde 50% with the Power Construct ability will be able to change forms into its complete form during battle if its HP drops below half. So, I don't know. 50 might be transferred, and maybe you can catch 10% in the game in Sun and Moon. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good question. We'll find out eventually, but...
I finally got my Pokemon X Mega Ring upgraded. That was an adventure. Like, Like, we know what happened was I was like, when I first beat the game, I was like, okay, good. Now I beat the game, now I can go get Kangaskhan. I really want a Mega Kangaskhan on my team, since I was already killing everything with Kangaskhan. I'm like, okay, I'll go look on Serebii, this is where the stone is at. I go there, I can't find it. So I'm like, okay. I go to Google, how to obtain Kangaskhanite. And they're like, oh, you have to go here. And I'm like, well, I did that. And then I click on a different link, and like, oh, you have to upgrade your Mega Ring by talking to Professor Sycamore at the Sundial in Anastar City. I'm like, okay. I'm running all around Anastar City, and I'm like, there is no Professor Sycamore. What the fuck?
He never existed. There is no Sycamore.
So,
plot twist.
Like, for some reason, I couldn't find a link that gave me all the steps from the beginning. I had, like, look up each step to figure out what you had to do before that to get to that point, starting at the end. So then I'm like, okay, well, where the fuck is Sycamore? Oh, for Sycamore to appear, you have to battle your rival in, like, Kilud City. Like, oh, okay, so rival battle Kilud City. Great. I go to Kilud City. I'm running on. Where's my fuck is my rival? There's no rival here. God damn it. What? Why is this happening? So then I look up how to battle your rival in Kilud City, and that's when I find, oh, you have to go do something in the battle maison, then your rival will appear, then you have to win, then you can go to Anastar City, then get your thing upgraded. Now, if you go around the map between 8 and 9 p.m., you can get Megastones. I'm like, God damn it, this is long and convoluted. Just give them to me. Fuck.
It was. Finding Megastones in X and Y was really convoluted, I'm not gonna lie.
Like, and so, but I did it, and I got the Kangaskhanite, and I'm like, well, I got some extra time, and I went around and grabbed like 4 or 5 or 6, I don't remember how many, a bunch of other Megastones, one behind the other, just to get them, all the easy ones that didn't require going into a cave. I'm like, well, let me just get all these and start gathering them up while I'm here. And I was like, God, this is so annoying. Why the fuck am I doing this? But I don't know. That was another fun story of my Pokemon adventures. That'd be a good name for a manga. Pokemon Adventures.
Yeah, they should use that.
So clever.
They should use it and maybe make something for Black 2 and White 2 on forward.
It'd be great.
In nice big thick volumes.
I like them thick.
Thick like my dick.
It's happening.
Ladies love thick dick.
So that's that, I think.
Yep.
We have stretched every discussion with sheer stupidity just to make this podcast go on longer.
You know how we do.
Which is pretty much where our podcast is to begin with. Sheer stupidity.
Correct.
All jammed together.
We're sheer stupidity.
Anyway. Oh, a Weedle.
Now, yeah, I got a Weedle nearby, I think.
Now it's time for...
Did they ever announce Weedle. The box set of Master Quest yet?
Master Quest? No.
I know Jodoli Champions, I think, did that come out yet? I know they was. I'm actually going right now.
It came out. I think it came out like last week or something like that.
So I need to get it. Yeah, that nothing for Master Quest yet. Cause I really want to like remove these two large boxes off my DVD rack and put this little tiny fucking thing in there, like an adult.
Like an adult.
Oh my god! So. Stupid boy got like a fucking X and Y DVD set from his grandparents. I'm like, oh, okay, and he can't math at all. Like, it says that there's like
the kid 24... can't do anything. Apparently,
no, he really can't. He's helpless. Like, it says there's 24 episodes, and he's like, I watched 5 episodes already. That means I have 10 left. I'm like, what? There's 24 episodes. Yeah. And he's like, there's the 2 DVDs. Like, there's 3 DVDs in there. He's like, I watched 5. There's only 10 left on here for me to watch. I'm like, If you watched five, there's a lot more. Each disc has 8 episodes. What is wrong with you? The argument kept going. Finally, I just got tired of it and just quit. Just whatever. I just walked away. Well, not really walked. I just turned back to my 3DSs that were in my lap. Like, this argument's going nowhere, and I'm getting pissed off. Again. Just because you're 7, you think you know everything, apparently. Like, I'm just son of a bitch, just make it stop. I want to go away. All I want to do is play Pokemon. That's it. Why is that so difficult? I don't know anymore. So yeah, that's time for Final Thingies. Is that the right segment this time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a thingy and it's not final. I promise.
So, next week is DTMF, so keep sending in some questions. We already got one of those, or several options for those, like keep, destroy, rewrite, or whatever. So that's kind of neat. I'm actually looking forward to that.
Fuck, marry, kill?
Keep, yes. Well, it's like different, but keep sending in the O's, though, because yes.
I want to fuck, marry, kill Dawson.
At once?
Yes.
I have to clear my schedule, apparently.